No, it was good. It was good. You know what? We haven't had a practice in rain like that. And I know the last game in Tennessee against Oakland, the second half was a downpour. So, you know, it was good for many reasons for us. So about the last, three periods, I think, was hard rain. So that part was good. But we really challenged our guys. I think there's some obvious things we need to get better at. You know, I think, tackling and our fundamental work is one thing, but the red zone obviously is an issue. Third down obviously is an issue. So we talked to our players this week about mastering the obvious. And that's really been our theme this week as far as bringing those points up, saying, hey, we all know what we need to do. Let's go out there and master it. And with each rep, each thing we do in practice. And that was really our intent. And so the rain that came was another thing that came into it that allowed us to try to attack that. And it was a good practice. Very pleased with how it went.
How quickly do you have to figure out Jason Myers has got a significant injury?
Well, pretty quick. You know, I know he was limited today. I know Dave and I talked about it. You know, we'll see how he goes day to day. But I think the arrow's up on him. Well, that's a day-to-day, you know, it's hard to comment, you know, guys that are in the concussion protocol. So we'll just wait to see, you know, from the experts and, you know, the information they give to us, and then we'll go from there.
Do you think Marquise would have been able to handle the situation he's had this year with not playing and being out and all that stuff mentally last year, the way he's handled this year?
Yeah, he would have gotten through it, and he would have learned from it, but I think he's handling it better this year. It's hard to say, you know, I think that's, you know, you try to look back and see. I think that the way he's handling it now, though, I talked to him and his comments that he's making, I just think he's in a good place. And I told him, you know, when you're thinking that way, good things will come your way. And the way he's talking, the way he's handling it, the way he's practicing, I just believe good fortune will come. So, you know, hopefully it works out that way. But he's doing everything right. So if Hearns is out, then he gets even a greater opportunity.
We'll start it for himself.
We'll discuss that, but I'd say he's got a great shot.
Hearns has a good shot?
No. If Hearns is out, we're talking about Marquise.
Marquise would have a great shot.
Yeah. Yep.
Advantages or disadvantages to playing a team so quickly?
Yeah, I was asked that before. I think there's, you know, the personnel, when you go through it and the scheme, you know, it's still a little bit fresh in their mind. You know, but I think that it's also, you've got to be careful that you don't think, oh, we know these guys, we just played them, let's just go out there and, you know, I don't think you can fall into that trap either. And the good thing is both teams are doing some things a little bit different. You know, their emphasis, obviously, you know, tight ends are a big part of their game. And, you know, for us, we didn't have a lot of games to work on before. So it just adds another game into the mix. But I'm not sure, you know, how it plays out. I've been involved where games are like this, where you have one in between them. And, you know, it still comes down. We just approach it like, hey, we got to prepare for this team and start from scratch and go for it. So, but I'm sure there's some freshness in the player's mind, especially about personnel. You know, guys that they've gone against.
Do you have to be wary of your tendencies at this point in the season because you got three of your final five against teams you've played?
Yeah, I think that whenever you have a chance to play interdivision opponents, you know, those things come up. But every week we go through it. We self-scout. You know I break down the deep offense and, you know, we go through stats and where we're at and tendencies. So that's something that we look at every week.
Either a positive or negative effect on the guys' mindset going into this one?
Well, I think that it's, you know, obviously it's always good, you know, to come out of a win, especially with a division opponent. So, but I don't think they look back on that. I hope they don't look back. The NFL, the way it plays out, it really is, doesn't have any meaning to this game. You know, every game is different. You see that across the league with division games. So, you know, I think, you know, hopefully they're not approaching it that way. It's a new game, new opportunity. We're going on the road. And, you know, another set of variables that come into play.
What's your concern level with Cyprian?
I feel pretty good about him. I think it's more, you know, he's sore. And, you know, we'll take that one day to day. But, again, I think that's more arrow up.
He hasn't been targeted a whole lot. But how has Marquise practiced since he's gotten sort of full?
He's practiced really well. You know what? I think it's similar to Julius. You know, where I saw Julius, he came back and he was working through some things and the timing issues and some of the things he was going through and then his wind, and you just saw him get better and better and excuse me, I think that you saw it, you know, where, you know, I think last week I said in practice, he really looked good. It looked like the Julius Thomas that we saw earlier. So I think Marquise is going through a little bit of that, but he's getting closer. You know, we've been really guarded with him and how we've monitored the reps. And I think now it's at the point that, you know, we've kind of taken the harness off a little bit on him.
He's ready for a 35, 45 snap.
Yeah.
He had to do it.
Yeah. I would say, you know, for us, the conversations that we've had, yeah.
Back?
No, I don't. I think he just had some tightness.
If he's living again tomorrow, then what do you do?
Well, we'll see. You know, that's Dave, and, you know, we'll talk. You know, I think today, because he was out there in limited fashion, we'll see how he responds today and then, you know, make a decision from there.
He can be a boost to the team there. Allen Robinson get the styles, and maybe not just for him, but everybody feels good for him.
Well, I think that's, you know, we don't talk much about it, but I think, you know, look at what happened with Sendarek last year, right? The last sack. You know, you saw the whole team, and we didn't talk about that. And so, you know, I'm sure there's awareness of it. We haven't talked about it in the team meeting, but, you know, somehow players, are, you know that type of information and pull for guys.
It's a home game, they can put on the scoreboard
or
something.
Yeah,
probably not.
I'm
curious if Jason were to get hurt during the game. Is Brian the next?
Yeah, yeah. We've got Brian can kick. You know, we'd have to take a look at because we experienced that, right, in a game this year. And so, yeah, Brian would be a guy. But that's something that we'd have to talk about.
Does he get any
the distance?
Today?
Yeah, no, he did not.
You know,
I thought you meant your team.
I was like,
who was
her? No.
Jets
came. Yeah.
Anybody you don't think will play or not think will play?
No, not anybody right now. You know, the ones I mentioned were all more day to day. Okay.